BBC Radio Sussex.
Right, very nearly 20 minutes to three. Look at this, look, on Monday afternoon, absolutely whizzing by in the sunshine. And Fevzy is on with us today, the gadget detective. Good afternoon to you, Fevzy.
Afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Yes, very, very well, thanks. And what's lovely is seeing the listeners to BBC Radio Sussex, BBC Radio Surrey, still getting in touch with you on Twitter and what have you, and also your website as well, gadgetdetective.com, which is always very, very nice to see. Just in case you need a recap on that, we'll do that after we have a chat about, well, you've got a gadget of the week, haven't you? This is the Amazfit GTS 2.
Yeah, I call it Amazfit or Amazfit. Yeah.
Oh,
so
right, okay.
Amazfit, that's the brand, and it's a smartwatch, and it's called the GTS 2. Amazfit, they're an interesting company because they're a brand that are becoming known in their own right, but actually they won't tell you which other brands they make, but they make for other people. They're a bit like how, you know how Samsung and LG used to be back in the day? They were making screens and things for the likes of Sony, but no one had ever heard of them.
And then
they put in the marketing budget and they became a well-known brands in their own right. So this is kind of what's happening with these guys as well, I think, Amazfit, because what they seem to specialize in is particularly smartwatches that are affordable yet very sophisticated. So just to give you an idea, this particular one, which is the GTS2, I looked at it on a well-known sort of website named after a South American river this morning, and it was just shy of £140. And it's got a lot of the tech in it that you'd find on, say, an Apple smartwatch, which would cost maybe three or four times as much money. So it's quite a stylish watch. I don't know if you can actually see the pictures, but it's available in different finishes. It's got a sort of rectangular screen with curved edges to it, but it's got a lot of circuitry inside it. So for example, it can, as well as obviously telling the time and being a fitness watch, it can do blood oxygen saturation level monitoring. So you know those little things that people are in these COVID days are clipping onto their fingers to see how much oxygen there is in their blood. It does that for you from the wristwatch, and the reason why that's important is you can get people who are otherwise well and showing no symptoms, and not just COVID, but including COVID, but often one of the sort of telltale signs before a test result comes is that their blood oxygen level can drop. So this can measure that, and it can also help you if you're not ill but you're exercising to see if you're getting enough oxygen as you do your exercises. It's also got 24-hour heart rate monitoring. So again, this is very useful because a lot of people's heart rate becomes irregular at times. You know, there are arrhythmias that are quite persistent and widespread in the world, but largely undiagnosed, often because it happens at night when people are asleep and they don't realize that they're getting sort of fluttering heartbeats. So there's diseases like atrial fibrillation that, you know, if you have it, your risk of stroke is five or six times out of the average person, and yet it can be treated. But the thing is, just picking it up, it also does sleep monitoring as well. So it tells you how long you've slept, but also what the quality of your sleep has been. Because if all you have is low level, sort of superficial sleep, that's not regenerative. You need to be in either deep sleep or REM sleep for the brain to recover and to prevent things like Alzheimer's disease and so forth. Because, for example, when we lie down and we sleep, certain amyloid chemicals are washed from the brain, but only when we're in deep sleep or REM sleep. And if those are not washed from the brain, the latest research suggests that they can build up and cause Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. So it's kind of important to know what the quality of our sleep is, not just whether or not we are asleep. So it does that. It also monitors your stress level, which I have to say, being told by my watch that I'm stressed is probably not what I want to hear. It might make me more stressed. It's got various small sports modes, about 90 different sports modes. So you tell it what activity you're doing and it measures your performance. It's waterproof down to 5 atmospheres, which is about 50 meters. It's also got memory inside it, so you can store 3 gigabytes of music or audio. So you can stick your music or your audio books into it, and then it will link directly to your Bluetooth headset without having to have a phone on you. So if you exercise without the phone on you, then you can still have music, which I think is really nice. And excuse me, the really important feature is often overlooked is the battery life. It's up to 14 days on a single charge.
Goodness me.
Which, you know, it depends what you do, whether you get the 14 days. But this is important because if you're using it during the day and then you're wearing it at night to monitor your sleep, when are you meant to charge it? I mean, an Apple Watch, you know, you might have to charge every day or every day and a half. So that's not really very convenient, although it doesn't take more than an hour.
I'm looking at it now. And it looks the part too. It's very, very stylish. So that's Gadget of the Week 1 today.
Yeah.
And I believe you've got another one too.
We do, yeah. So this one is one of these gadgets that's really useful, but, you know, not sexy like the watch. So it's from a company called Anker. It's called the Power Expand 5-in-1 Thunderbolt 4 mini dock. It's a mouthful for such a small device. What this does, so to put it in context, modern laptop computers and indeed desktops increasingly have a connector, a port on it called a Thunderbolt 4 port. This is a port that can be used for almost anything. You know, you can use it to drive displays, you can connect hard drives to it. Anything that connects to a computer can, in principle, be connected by a Thunderbolt connection because it's super fast and can do very many things. But often you only get one of those or two of those on a computer and you need to expand it into other forms. So what this device does is it's an expander. So you connect it to the Thunderbolt connector on your Windows 10 PC or on your Mac, and then it expands that into three Thunderbolt connectors, each of which can be expanded further, and it will charge your laptop as well. So the idea is this. Let's say you've got a laptop. Instead of plugging everything into the laptop and unplugging it every time you take it off your desk, you know, which is arduous, you know, plug power, plug mouse, plug external keyboard, plug trackpad, whatever you want to do in your screen and your power supply, all those things together, you can plug all those into this and then just have a single wire going into your laptop. So when you want to be away, you just unplug that one cable, and when you come back, you just plug it in, and that's your power and that's all your data and everything else. It's a really useful device that supports the fastest and best accessories. So, for example, if you've got an appropriately equipped Windows 10 machine, you can connect not a 4K monitor, but an 8K monitor, or indeed two 4K monitors. So you can run two 4K screens at the same time, so you can be watching Netflix on one and doing your work on the other one, and it doesn't chew lots of ports. That's a couple of hundred quid, which is not cheap, but actually very good value when you consider it. Similar devices.
So that's the Anker Power Expand 5-in-1 Thunderbolt 4 mini dock, as well as the Amazfit GTS2. The two gadgets that Fevzi's picked out for us today, the Gadget Detective, and you'll find him on Twitter at Gadget Detective. You can hit him up like loads of people have done. If you're listening to this right now, if you've got any sort of gadget or tech questions, and also the website, let's get another plug in for that, Fevzi. So it's gadgetdetective.com, is that right?
It is, www.gadgetdetective.com. You can hear me wittering about different things. But if you need advice, go to Twitter at Gadget Detective, and I'll be delighted to try and help you.
Lovely. Fevzi, as always, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon.